It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
So much going on in the sports world. You got to kind of figure out what you're going to be watching tonight. This afternoon, you do get the Marlins. That's going to be at 4:10. Vlad is going to be in the house at Lone Depot Park. Very excited for him right there, doing a little bit of press coverage. Always love that. All types of football games all over the place. But everybody knows Colorado, Colorado State, which we'll also get into. That is going to be the big one at 10 o'clock tonight. The Dolphins tomorrow night. Of course, it's the only game on, so the whole world will be watching. Not that they wouldn't be watching anyway, because everybody wants to see Cheetah, Jalen Waddle,
Tua
Tagovailoa, Mike McDaniel, River Craycraft.
I don't know about that.
Just saying. I mean, it's a good story, though. He got cut like 14 times by different teams and keeps making the Dolphin squad, keeps making those catches. You can always rely on River Craycraft. And Braxton Berrios, throw his name out there. Eric Izukama. Love Eric Izukama, man. Whew. Enter Miami tonight. Be sure to listen to our doo-doo, Joe Malfa. You just heard him on with us not too long ago. And our other doo-doo, Thomas Rongen. They're going to be on the call right after us at 4:30. They're going to start the pregame. Kickoff is at 5. Atlanta United. Storylines galore. Leo Messi not going to be playing tonight. Did not travel with the team.
And it's funny. All right, so you get notifications. Yeah, I get notifications from Yahoo Sports just now, right before this segment started. They said that Lionel Messi won't play tonight as Inter Miami visits Atlanta United for a game on artificial turf that's expected to draw 70,000 fans.
Yeah, I was amping that up to say all these storylines, and I'm like, and there's 72,000 people who bought tickets, sold out Mercedes-Benz Stadium to see Atlanta United, Inter Miami, sans Lionel Messi. And we kind of worried because, you know, Lionel Messi, he went back with the Argentinian team, national team qualifying for World Cup. He played the first game, scored a goal against Ecuador. Then he sat out the next two because of discomfort. We're worried a little bit. Maybe he's got something tweaked. Maybe he's just played too much. It sounded like they decided to rest him, and a good reason to rest him is they don't want to play him on artificial turf, or he doesn't want to play on artificial turf. That's probably the main reason why. Unfortunate if you're one of those 72,000 fans who bought a ticket not to see Atlanta United. You know they ain't saying, oh, I really love our team. They're going to see Lionel Messi. He's not even going to be in the house tonight. Atlanta.
No, he won't.
Man. But you got storylines galore. Tata Martino won an MLS Cup with Atlanta United as the coach. Josep Martinez won an MLS MVP with Atlanta United. And like I said, 72,000 strong sold out arena tonight. Stadium, not even an arena, a stadium. And Leo Messi is eating a Fugazza, Banchero in North Beach. Right there at 71st and Collins. Very nice. Very nice. It got a new, nice new house, too. Do you see the nice new 10.75 million right down the street from the stadium. He's living kind of on the corner of Commercial and I want to say it's US 1 in that area. It's a gated community, so don't go try to drive by or anything crazy like that. He wants the convenience of being close to work. Very interesting. I like it. You know what else I like? Let's wrap it up with some of the wins and some of the highs. There weren't a lot of lows in the sports world, South Florida, this past week.
And there goes the smoke. And here come the Hurricanes. It's Thursday night football time in Miami as the Hurricanes take the field with green jerseys, white pants underneath the white helmets.
Party rock! We are live from Drive Pink Stadium this evening as Inter Miami take on Sporting Kansas City in a pivotal match in their push to make the MLS Cup playoffs.
Party rock is in the house tonight.
Cueto is ninth Marlins start, third one off the IL following that viral infection coming off a loss against the Phillies on Saturday. And if you keep the ball to the ballpark, that'll be tough against this Braves team.
Big downfield, wide open touchdown, Tyreek Hill! What a throw and catch. Right on the money, one-on-one.
Shake that.
Going to carry himself, running right side. He's out of hole, and Van Dyke is into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. He races in, standing up. Van Dyke with a touchdown for the Hurricanes. 6-0 Miami with 10:46 to go in the first quarter. Tyler Van Dyke runs it in for a score.
How about Tyler Van Dyke? Quarterback keeps, takes it around the right hand side of the offense, untouched, and into the end zone. It sends a message that he's an athlete.
Now get the cross in towards Campana. Strong header, and it's a second goal for Campana, and it's a second goal for Inter Miami. Fantastic ball in from DeAndre Yedlin, and Miami have turned this game around from 1-0 down on the stroke of halftime. Inter Miami lead by 2-1.
Dolphins up by 2. The Chargers have the football deep in their own territory. They got a pick.
They got him again. We just wanna
see him. Shake that. Shake that.
Every day I'm shuffling.
The pitch. And that is swung on in line. Down the left field line. Fair ball. Fair ball. Fair ball. That's going to clear the bases. A base is loaded. Three run double for Stallings in the bottom of the seventh. The Marlins lead 9-6.
Don't be mad. Now stop. Hating is bad.
And there is the full-time whistle. No Lionel Messi, but Inter Miami still get all 3 points as the push to the MLS Cup playoffs rolls on here for the Herons. They beat Sporting Kansas City by 3-2.
But right now, the Marlins try to win game one of the series.
Here it comes. Ground ball. Wendell with a wonderful play to end it. It's a Marlins win.
That is a great win for the Miami Dolphins right there.
It sure is. The final score, the Dolphins 36, the Chargers 34.
22nd ranked Miami Hurricanes run their record to 3-0 on the season. Miami wins this one 48-7. That's your final score.
You heard Joe Sakic. 48-7 over Bethune-Cookman, getting ready for Temple Owls, 3:30. Not today, of course. Next Saturday from the Link up in Philadelphia. Should be exciting game right
there. I'm happy they're doing the Link, man. I've been to the other stadium. Franklin Field? Oh, my God, bro. All right, this is no BS, bro.
Be honest, though.
Don Bailey Jr. is a tall young man. Well,
young man, yes, you said that correctly.
He's still a young man. This is back, you know, like 2000, 2001. They're doing a game. We're doing a game between the bleachers. Not on the bleachers, between the bleachers.
Yeah.
But like, at the same time. There's no way you could do a game. So I'm happy that they moved to the Link. But, yeah, Franklin Field was terrible.
Okay, I mean, God bless the Miami Hurricane fans that are traveling. The Link is going to be empty on Saturday.
Nah, there should be a lot of games. Listen, that's the only game that's going on
in
Philadelphia.
That's a huge stadium, man. I don't think the Owls bring in that many people.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on.
You'd be happy to get 30,000. Hey, listen, if y'all not doing anything next weekend, you want to go to Philly and get a cheesesteak?
Once again, as a Miami Hurricanes fan, I'll pass on going to Philly. I'll choose another game to go to.
Why? It's not an NFL game. This is a college game.
I know. I don't need to go to Philly. I really don't.
Right.
I'm just saying. But God bless you if you're traveling. Support the team. Let's go. Let's make it happen. Hopefully, Jalen Phillips.
Cousin, before we get into it, I'm sorry. I gotta rip this Boston College Florida State game. It's pissing me off, man.
You don't know who's who.
Don't know who's who.
The color scheme is very, very similar.
Why is the home team wearing the road colors?
Because the home team gets to choose what color they want to wear,
but
or they can petition
the other team. Dude, they already listen. Boston College and Florida State both have the same colors, garnet and gold. Right.
Right.
Cool. But when you make Florida State the road team wear their home uniforms, I'm confused.
Just remember, Florida State is in the red jerseys and Boston College in the white.
But doesn't the road, doesn't the team in white look like Boston? Does that team in white look like Florida State?
Yeah. It's tough. It's
and does not the team in maroon look like Boston College?
And to make it more confusing, the score is 10-10 right now. Oh, it's tied in the second, almost halftime. LSU's winning big, though, by the way, so in case anybody was wondering over Mississippi State.
Okay.
17-0. Okay.
You know, I just needed to get that out.
I know. You've been very upset about that.
It's been perturbing me, bro. Oops,
very vocal. I understand where you're coming from, though. Okay. Well, that's cool. Oh, man. Let's see what other headlines we have. Oh, man. Of course, the Marlins, they did win 9-6 last night against the big bad Atlanta Braves. They play again today at 4:10. Man, this is the Marlins' chance. This is a chance. They're a half game out of that wild card.
Also, guys, is this their final homestand? Is this weekend and then the Mets? And because I don't think they finished the year at home. So go support them, man. Go see them before the year is out.
Something you definitely want to do, man. This team is fun to watch. They're exciting to watch and a lot of good stuff to go. Of course, we already talked about it. Inter-Miami, they're going to play Atlanta United at 5 o'clock right here, 560 WQAM. Miami's new professional rugby team, the Miami Sharks, will share facilities with Inter-Miami and play on one of their practice fields, the AutoNation Sports Field.
Nice.
Man, rugby's huge, like in Great Britain and in Australia and New Zealand and South Africa. I know people that's their number one sport, man. All Blacks. All Blacks, New Zealand. There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Nah. I don't know what you mean about that. Mr. Elbow Room, Matthew Tkachuk, will be a full participant September 21st when the Panthers training camp begins. Of course, he fractured his sternum in the Stanley Cup Finals. The Cats did lose 4-1 to the Hurricanes in a rookie showcase last night. There you go. FIU faces Connecticut today at 3:30, while FAU takes on Clemson at 8. FAU, maybe.
I hope FAU beats Clemson.
I hope so, too. I want to sweep Clemson this year. I want them to win.
You want FAU to win. You want them to beat them.
Put Clemson to bed, man. Put them
it's
to bed.
Over for Dabo, man.
Put them to bed. Duke put them to bed earlier. Now it's time to put them just to bed.
The times are changing.
Dude, yeah, I hope so, man. I hope you're right about that. With that being said, let's real quick go ahead and take a step into the day spa. There's a new trend out on the West Coast. Goats are being used to teach surfing in California.
They say it?
Yeah, man, goats.
The goat?
They're being used. No, goats. No, Tom Brady, although he's a California guy.
Oh, my God. Did you see him last week?
Uh-oh. What is he doing?
He looked like Botox Brady, bro.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to get ready for that TV, baby.
Oh, man. It didn't look too good. But wait.
You got all that money. Why not good Botox?
Well, I don't get it. Get better Botox, right?
It is an addiction, I hear. I hear once you start
maybe he got it late and he didn't get time to
he didn't have time for it to set in and everything. Because, man, when you see someone right after Botox,
that's exactly how he looked. He looked like somebody who just got Botox like 3 hours before the kickoff.
Not good.
So the goat?
Goats. They're actually having little goats because goats are really good with, wobbly and, they're good on their feet. They're kind of trying to teach people to mimic the goat. To get up on their board and stand. Because it can be a little tough standing up on your board for the first couple times.
I've never surfed.
Would you consider maybe?
No.
I can teach you.
I don't think so.
There's not a lot of surf here in Miami, though.
No.
You wouldn't be opposed to surfing. Surfing, you catch a good sesh, man. You get up at like 5 a.m., catch the high tide. Maybe get a couple wipeouts in. Hang
I don't like unexpected things.
You can see the waves coming.
Sometimes waves are unexpected.
They will get you sometimes.
Okay, then. So if a wave, I'm chilling. Cowabunga, dude. All that BS, and then all of a sudden a wave just wipes me out.
So you'll be sitting on the beach, on the towel, maybe a little drink in the hand, taking some deep breaths, waiting for me to get back on the land?
I'm on the beach, getting more of a tan that I need.
I've been on the beach. Have you been proud of me, Vlad? Look how tan talking. I am.
You have. Ever since you went to, you came back from Dallas. Austin.
Yeah.
You've been tan.
I've had a little bit of free time, so I decided to...
Holy crow, you look like your shirt.
I look like my shirt.
Yeah. You tan like the you know. What is that, orange? Is that orange?
It's a little red. Got a little red going right there. But yeah, so I took your advice. I was off on a Sunday. I took some deep breaths and I got some beer and I went out to the beach for a couple of hours. It's a nice time. When you catch that breeze, Vlad, the little breezes, the zephyrs that come in.
Yes, I just cowabunga. Yes, I just did that. Yes.
Vlad's going to be a surfer one day.
No, I'm not.
Got to talk about Tua. There's been some mad talk from the Boston/New England crowd fans. They're saying some things that I don't know. Oh, and Tua's, of course, as always, in the middle of all of it. You and I are going to break it down
Isn't
next.
Isn't Tua Belichick's daddy?
Yeah, of course, we know that.
No, but like literally, he's never beaten Tua.
Exactly. But Boston fans and Boston media, maybe they haven't gotten the memo. Craziness. We're going to get into that next here on 560 WQAM.
What do you think about people who criticize that he can't throw the deep ball?
That they don't watch football. They just read box scores or kind of something like that. Tua led the NFL before the injuries last year in throwing the football downfield. And again, in week one, it was unbelievable to watch. He had the most 20-plus yard completions. This third down and 10 that him and his trainer worked on so diligently to be ready for the game showed up. I've never understood it with Tua. I've always said since his first year, he didn't throw the ball downfield in the NFL his rookie year because they didn't have anybody to throw the ball down to. Now, downfield too. Now that he has not one, but two guys to throw the football down to, he's one of the best deep ball throwers in the NFL. Yards per play in the NFL. The number one play is Tua throwing the football to Tyreek. The number two play is Tua throwing the football to Waddle. He absolutely is capable of doing it. And when people say that he can't, turn, walk away from the conversation and ignore that comment.
First of all, a couple of things. Number one, was supposed to be a quick take. That wasn't. Number two, here's the deal. Tua. Will people stop lying? Who the hell is it that said that Tua couldn't throw the long ball since last year?
Tons of people.
Who are these people?
People?
I haven't seen them. Not since that. No. Not since
There's
last
a lot
year.
In
there is no way somebody watching football said that about Tua, watching him throw the football to Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle last
Tua.
Year. That is
Steven,
false.
Two, see,
that
people is say false. It all the time, and that they is, automatically
that
go,
that
that's
is a
why
lie.
Justin Herbert should. No,
that is
not.
A lie. Last but not least, Dolphins offense, just a couple of stats that y'all might care about. Dolphins offense generated a league-high 17 explosive pass plays of 15 or more yards against the Chargers. Tyreek Hill had six catches that traveled 15 or more yards downfield, which is more than any of the other 31 teams, by the way. So I think it's important to point that out. Yes, Tua can throw the long ball. Obviously so.
Tua Tagovailoa, 28 for 45, 466 yards, three touchdowns, one interception. You heard the stats from Stephen A. and Dan Orlovsky. My goodness, he is now second in the running of the odds for MVP. With that being said, I think he silenced a lot of the critics in most parts of the country. Nonetheless, I'm hearing in the Boston, New England area, there's still people in the media and fans saying that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa. How? How can you say that? Where? Numbers-wise, wins-wise, everything-wise, how? Vlad, is there reasoning that people are saying that Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Tua Tagovailoa?
Yeah, there's only one reason.
He's our guy?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But you got to be honest with yourself.
It's a pretty much, and also the only correlation, you would say they both played at Alabama, maybe. I'm not too sure. I haven't checked it. I mean, I could look it up, but I don't know if Mac Jones had better in his one season starting. Does he have like the single season record in passing yards in Alabama? That would be the only way that you could say that, oh, he had better numbers as a starter, his 1 year as a starter in Alabama than Tua. But
to his own Belichick.
Or you could say Mac Jones at least led his team to a playoffs. Tua hasn't.
Well, last year, you don't think Tua hasn't? You don't consider Tua being
Tua
part
hasn't.
Of the team?
Did Tua start?
8-3.
Did Tua start?
In the playoff game?
Yeah.
No.
Mac Jones did. That's the only way. That would be the only way.
What an argument.
Dumb-dumbs in Boston, in New England, would say something like that. But other than that, no. Tua's. I'm low-key saying Tua might be the best quarterback out of all the Alabama starters right now.
out of all the Jalen Hurts is really good though.
He's good, but these first two games he hasn't looked pretty. He's looked pretty mediocre. No offense, Trev, but yeah, he hasn't looked that great.
Mac Jones not as good as Tua,
but Tua's putting up silly numbers, bro. Like that, he's on pace. You know,
when
I was talking during the break. The projections they have him throwing for like what is it?
Well, let's do the math. 466 times 17.
Like 8,855 yards or something like that.
I'm not that good of a mathematician thanks to LSU and the Mass Comm School. You know, I'm trying to get through it all. But let's try to do some math real quick. If Tua, all you got to do is keep the pace up, Tua.
That's it.
Actually,
projection.
I'm going to give you a little bit of a break. Instead of 466, if you can just pass for 450 yards every single game, minus the 16, times 17, you're on pace to pass for 7,650 yards. That should win you the MVP this year.
You think?
I'm just saying. Although that interception, that's got to scare you a little bit.
That one interception?
That one interception in a shootout.
Put it this way. If he's throwing those numbers and you scoring points, I can live with those that interception.
Well, that's the other thing I was talking about.
Because that's who you are. You're not. It's not. You're doing something that you're not. That's who you are. You're accurate. You get the ball. I mean, he might have one of the quickest releases out there, bro. Like he gets that ball out there.
But that accuracy,
whoo, yeah,
man.
And he's got touch now.
Yeah, that dime he dropped to Tyreek Hill for that touchdown at the end of the game.
This is what I want to tell everybody. I could live. If you're a Dolphin fan, you can live with two to three throws that are,
of course.
They might have not had enough zip or it looked wobbed. But if he's going to, out of 10 throws, if two or three is going to be in, but the other seven are to Waddle and to Tyreek and to Berrios, some of the throws he threw to Berrios were phenomenal, bro. So, yes. Yeah, you would live with that.
I was yesterday listening to Vic Fangio saying, if we play defense like we did in game one, we're not going to win a lot of games. You know, the defense, although not great, they were against a good offense too. I'm not all that scared because if they tighten it up a little more, just a little more, and we can score and have an offense like we had in that first game, just tightening up the defense a little bit, you're going to win a ton of games. So I don't think the defense... Of course, you don't want to give up. You want to win 38-6. You want to win 38-7. But even if the defense isn't elite, with this elite offense, as long as you're good on defense, you're going to be a great team. So I say, Vic Fangio, new system, new guys, first game of the year, good team, tighten it up. You don't have to tighten up the whole world and give up only 100 yards a game. Just tighten it up a little. Because if this offense could keep rolling like it is now, you're good. So maybe the defense isn't as much of a red flag. Let's be worried as much as we should have initially thought after what happened in week one.
We expected this to be a shootout.
We did.
I don't know why Dolphins fans. Now, I can understand the concern. Because it wasn't Herbert. It wasn't Herbie that was like busting your ass. It was the running game. Mm-hmm. So if the running game is going to start to kill you, and you know that that court, there are in the AFC so many great quarterbacks. If you can't stop the run, and you got good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks with unbelievable talent, skill position players outside, that's going to be a problem. That means you're going to be in a lot of shootouts, and I don't think you want to be in a lot of shootouts. That wasn't.
But I mean, if this offense continues to roll like it does, and Tua stays healthy, you can win a lot of these shootouts. You don't want to. You'll have a heart attack. You'll eat your fingernails to the bone, you know. But nonetheless, like I said, do I want the defense to be better? Of course, everybody wants 57 to nothing every game. They want to win 57 to nothing. The offense runs up and down the field. The defense stops three and out every time. That's not a reality. But if the defense, and I do expect them, how many weeks? I asked this last night when I was on. How many weeks do you think, and they asked Vic Fangio, does it take your players are players to adjust to your system? And he says, well, everywhere is different. When I was in Chicago, the cupboard was bare. When I was in Denver, we had injuries. Every situation is different. How many weeks do you give this Dolphins defense adjusting to the Vic Fangio to where they really feel comfortable in what they're doing? I say four. By the fourth week, they should be very comfortable.
Listen.
Four?
New England is not that good.
No, they're better than people are giving credit for.
So you can't have New England. I know they played tough against Philadelphia.
I still think they're a 500.
Belichick had a whole like 3 months to get ready for Philadelphia.
Still think they're about a 500 team at the end of the year.
But I'm just talking about offensively. I still think their defense is pretty formidable. But offensively, I'm not scared. Even though Mac Jones threw for 300 yards, but I was kind of in a comeback effort. But you can't give up like 24 to 28 points to New England tomorrow night. You give up 24, 28 points to New England. That's like that's the equivalent of giving up 30 points to 34 points to the Chargers?
Yeah, but even though New England does have a good defense, what if you score 42?
That's great. But you're going to get to a point where you're going to be in a game where there's going to be a team that's going to be able to not stop the Dolphins' offense, but slow down the Dolphins' offense. And if they can slow, you know, if they get slowed out where they're not getting six as much as they were before, they're getting three, but you're giving up six, that's a problem.
Well, let's say this, Vlad. What if there is this adjustment, there is this learning curve, there is this time that they have to gel? Am I reasonable to think by week four they should be all on the same page and should be hitting their stride? Or do you think there might be longer than
that? It might be a little bit longer now, because of the simple fact these guys don't really practice much in the preseason.
Right, they don't practice anymore.
There was, you know, continuity is still – they're trying to get there. So, and then there's an extra week, an extra game. If there's still problems by week five, week six – yeah, because now you're about to get to the halfway point soon.
I'll say this, though. Tomorrow, if the Dolphins give up 21 points, I'm happy with that. In this day and age, in the NFL, week two against New England. Is that okay?
How many?
21.
Mm-hmm. How many are you going to score? Because that's a good defense.
I hope you score more than 21.
But that's a good Patriots defense.
I am not lying. That's it. That's a good defense. And like I said, don't sleep on them. Everyone wants to brand them as like this three-win team. They're not a three-win team. They're much better than that. But I say if we give up 21, I'm confident that Tua, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, River Craycraft, Eric Izukama, Raheem Mostert, those guys can put up at least 24 points against a good defense.
I would hope so.
So what would you say, Dolphin Nation wants zero, but what would you say Dolphin Nation would be satisfied with, maximum?
All right, Dolphin 17? Nation, let's, first of all, you just be satisfied with a win.
That's what I'm saying.
That's number one.
If the final score is 55-54, I don't care.
But there's always a flip to it, so then you're always going to look at some of the negative, and that's going to be a big negative. You don't want to be a D team that now all of a sudden you're looking at your defense. And I don't think that there's too many good players on that defense that I don't think this will be happening all season. But you don't want to be the question mark on your team. There's already – you don't want to be all of a sudden the biggest question mark. The question mark before was the offensive line to me.
Or the black sheep of the team.
Now the defensive line is going to be – not even the defensive line, but the defense is going to be the question mark of the team? Because that's not what you thought. Don't tell me Jalen Ramsey's injury.
It's that big of a deal.
They didn't throw the ball.
Right.
They ran the ball.
It was running against guys like Christian Wilkins, Agba.
Yeah, you want that money. So, and
Jalen Phillips.
Leroy, big mouth Leroy. Shout out to Leroy. Listen to Tobin Leroy Monday to Friday, 10 to 2 on here, 560 WQAM. I wonder if Leroy said something, and I never thought about it until he said it, and I'm like, maybe that's the thing. Is Christian Wilkins maybe getting out of his regular routine because they're saying that in order to get the money that you're asking for, you need to get
sexy
sacks.
Numbers. So yeah, sexy numbers.
Yeah, so because maybe he's going for sacks a lot that he might not be in position, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. But it wasn't – they ran the ball – as if Kellen Moore wanted to say F you to everybody in the NFL media.
Well,
because it was like, oh, I got kicked out of Dallas because they said I threw the ball too much and I didn't run the ball. And, oh, I have Justin Herbert. I'm just going to be doing what I always want to do, is throw the ball. And they ran the ball effectively down Miami's throat.
What about this argument? What if Kellen Moore was taking what was given to him? The Dolphins were taking away the passing game. Therefore, he had to rely more on the running game. I still think you gave up a lot of points against what is going to be a good offensive team. That's the silver lining, at least in this case. Now?
Yeah, I mean, you knew it was going to be a shootout. I just don't think they thought it was going to be from that.
The ground,
they thought
ground
it was
pound.
Be, right. We all thought this was going to be a shootout. It'd be Herbert versus Tua, you know, going over 300 yards and everything like that. Only one guy did that. Only one guy lived up to that expectation.
One guy went over 400.
466.
With a couple drops, too, by the way. Isn't it so pretty when Tyreek Hill just gets behind the defense and it's just miles past them?
Well, yeah, if it's any other defense than the team that you root for.
Right, right. We were talking to Javon Holland, who has his own show here on 560 WQAM Tuesdays, Inside the Hawk and Crowder Show. He says, when you see Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle coming to you, you just have to pick your poison. You either play way back so they don't burn you, and they're just going to cut their route short and go for 10, 15 yards, or you try to hang with them, and they get behind you, and they burn you for like 50, 60 yards. I say, if you got to pick your poison, I'm not getting burnt, man. I'm playing back. I'm not trusting my wheels against Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. It's a good problem to have right there. Braxton Berrios, too.
Berrios play well. All of a sudden, you want to catch passes now. Unbelievable.
That's not a sour Jets fan. Not at all.
I'm not. There's nothing to be sour about.
We're not going to be sour next. We're going to be honest with Keep It a Buck here on 560 WQAM. It is time to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck on some things going on in the sports world and the world in general. I'll get things started. Aaron Rodgers was talking to his dude, Pat McAfee, the other day and said, for all those doubters, watch what I'm going to do. I'll keep it a buck. A lot of people say Aaron Rodgers is finished. He is not finished. He will be back next season at some point, at least to try to finish out his career on his terms. I do not see this as the very end for Aaron Rodgers. Take it or leave it, Dolphin. It's just, I don't see him done.
Keep it a buck, bro. Monday night was probably the highs of highs and lowest of lows.
Joe Malfa said it was crazy.
Bro, the only way I could compare it to would be, I gave my description, the Tobin Leroy description. Let me give you the Sports Day with Dan Day and Vlad description. Remember American Pie?
Do I?
Remember the movie? You remember
Love
the movie,
that
right?
Movie, man.
1999?
Jason Biggs.
The movie, right?
Tara Reid.
Remember the scene that one of the famous scenes everybody remembers?
I know what you're talking about.
When Jim and Nadia were about to...
Sometimes, you know, you gotta...
Right?
Break out the ice cubes.
Well, Jim didn't know that everybody...
was watching.
But guess what? We all know everybody was watching because it was the most watched Monday Night Football game of all time.
Wow, in this day and age, too.
Yeah.
Man.
The Jets, after four plays with the gym, we were gym. You know.
I couldn't
believe it. We literally shot our load. Yeah, pretty much.
A little too early.
Yeah.
Right away.
Again? Four plays. 75 seconds. That was it.
Not again.
It was like four, and then that was it. Boom. Done. That's us. It was like American Pie.
I know. But I think he's coming back. I don't think that is the end of Aaron Rodgers. I really do feel that he will make it back in some way, shape, or form to play for either the Jets or somebody else. But
no, he'll play for us. We'll be back. But, I mean, the way he was talking on that McAfee show, what's he going to do? He's going to something special.
There's only so much you can do, man.
I mean, what's he going to know? But the way he was making, like, give me that 1 second down, like, you know, just because somebody else did it and it took that length of time doesn't mean that it's going to take that long from... It's like, all right, man, whatever. Go to Germany, man. There's some special doctors. Go to the Kobe doctor. You know? What they do with the blood? They shake it up, cleanse. Do some things, and then insert it back into you.
Mm.
Do it!
I'm trying to go on a spiritual retreat at the end of the year, too. Maybe Aaron Rodgers can give me some
ayahuasca
advice. Yeah, I'm trying to go to Sedona, but Vlad, what do you want to keep a buck?
Oh, I got somebody for you.
Oh, got
no, like real talk.
In Sedona. Oh yeah, you got a guy out in
my cousin
down in Homestead.
Phoenix. No, in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
You going to Sedona, right? Arizona?
I'm trying, yeah.
Ah, I got you. We'll talk.
Good. What you got? Keep it a buck.
That was a scary, scary display by Tua on a Sunday night, man. Sunday afternoon. I ain't gonna hold you.
Beautiful.
Keep it a buck. Dolphins might have the scariest offense in the league, bro.
That's
like, no BS. Like, to the point where you're like, wait, who's this guy? Like, Drew, like, Smythe? Wait, what? I thought you had no tight ends. All of a sudden, you got tight ends now?
More comfortable in the system. Year two.
That is scary. Daniel. Year two. He's so confident. He's more confident than he was last season. That's scary. And the way he's talking, too. He's talking like the guy who's got, you know, acknowledge him.
You saw him walking off the field, hands up like he was the Messiah, the Savior. Have a picture on WQAM.com. He's not doing this high up. He's doing it side to side, man.
Just keep him upright, man.
If he stays healthy, man, there's really no argument you can have, except for Boston fans for some reason think Mac Jones is better. I don't know. Keep it a buck. Inter Miami does win again tonight, man. They have that Messi appeal. Even though Messi's not with the team, they have elevated themselves. They have a confidence. They're playing with a new style. They still got Tata Martino, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba, not to mention Joseph Martinez returns home, and Leo Campana. He's got that extension now. He's feeling good. They're feeling great. Vlad?
Inter's going to win the title, bro.
Mm-hmm. They will.
They will. Like when we talked to Joe Moffa earlier, and then Joe Moffa was saying, I'm like, wait a minute, this is kind of isn't that the MO of every team down here?
Yep. That is an interesting correlation that you drew, that all the teams play in and then play out.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then when he said, oh, yeah, just need 6 points to get into the 8-9. Wait, what? That's all we need?
That's it.
Oh, we in. Oh, don't worry. Come on, bro. And you know.
And we've already beaten Cincinnati and Nashville.
Let's keep it a buck, Cousin. We know. If Messi's in the post, if Messi gets in the postseason,
come
every
on.
Team, nobody wants to get them first.
No.
Who's the top seed?
No.
Who's the top seed?
We've already beaten Cincinnati. We've already beaten Nashville.
Cincinnati, that would be nasty. You work so hard, you become the top seed.
Yeah, and then you got to face a play-in Inter-Miami team with
Messi.
It's like
facing a Miami Heat.
We don't want. You might have to tank. Seriously, you might have to tank at the end of the season so you don't get the top seed.
That's hysterical.
You were talking about earlier about how
the Braves are trying to tank so that they can face the Marlins. But you might want to tank and get the second seed.
Yeah, or third, somewhere that you don't have to play the because Inter Miami.
You know what? You hope Inter Miami passes. If you're the one seed, you hope Inter Miami passes Montreal and get the seventh seed.
Honestly, Inter Miami enters the play-in as the de facto number one seed in the MLS.
Scariest team to face. The team that can upset anything and win it all.
If you're Cincinnati, if you're Nashville, St. Louis even, you get that feeling as a fan. Oh no, it's happening. Oh no. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening next. We're going to get you caught up with the headlines and everything that's happening in the sports world and world in general here on Sports Day 560 WQAM. It's time to keep it a buck. I'm going to keep it a buck on some things going on in the sports world and the world in general. I'll get things started. Aaron Rodgers was talking to his dude, Pat McAfee, the other day and said, for all those doubters, watch what I'm going to do. I'll keep it a buck. A lot of people say Aaron Rodgers is finished. He is not finished. He will be back next season at some point, at least to try to finish out his career on his terms. I do not see this as the very end for Aaron Rodgers. Take it or leave it, Dolphin. It's just I don't see him done.
Keep it a buck, bro. Monday night was probably the highs of highs and lowest of lows.
Joe Malfa said it was crazy,
bro. The only way I could compare it to would be I gave my description, the Tobin Leroy description. Let me give you the Sports Day with Dan Day and Vlad description. Remember American Pie?
Do I?
Remember the movie? You remember
Love
the movie,
that movie,
right?
Man.
1999?
Jason Biggs.
The movie, right?
Tara Reid.
Remember the scene at one of the famous scenes everybody remembers?
I know what you're talking about.
When Jim and Nadia were about to...
Sometimes, you know, you gotta...
Right?
Break out the ice cubes.
Well, Jim didn't know that everybody...
was watching.
But guess what? We all know everybody was watching because it was the most watched Monday Night Football game of all time.
Wow, in this day and age, too.
Yeah.
Man.
The Jets, after four plays with the Jim, we were Jim. You know.
I couldn't
believe it. We literally shot our load. Yeah, pretty much.
A little too early.
Yeah.
Right away.
Four
Again?
Plays. 75
Again?
Seconds. That was it.
Not again.
It was like four, and then that was it. Boom. Done. That's us. It was like American Pie.
I know. But I think he's coming back. I don't think that is the end of Aaron Rodgers. I really do feel that he will make it back in some way, shape, or form to play for either the Jets or somebody else. But
no, he'll play for us. We'll be back. But, I mean, the way he was talking on that McAfee show, what's he going to do? He's going to something special.
There's only so much you can do, man.
I mean, what's he going to know? But the way he was making, like, give me that 1 second down, like, you know, just because somebody else did it and it took that length of time doesn't mean that it's going to take that long from – it's like, all right, man, whatever. Go to Germany, man. There's some special doctors. Go to the Kobe doctor. You know? What they do with the blood? They shake it up, cleanse. Do some things, and then insert it back into you.
Mm.
Do it.
I'm trying to go on a spiritual retreat at the end of the year, too. Maybe Aaron Rodgers can give me some
ayahuasca.
Advice. Yeah. I'm trying to go to Sedona, but Vlad, what do you want to keep above?
Oh, I got somebody for you.
Oh, got
no, Sedona? No, like real talk.
In Sedona. Oh, yeah, you got a guy out in
my cousin.
Down in Homestead.
Phoenix. No, in Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
You're going to Sedona, right? Arizona?
I'm trying, yeah.
Ah, I got you. We'll talk.
Good. What you got? Keep it a buck.
That was a scary, scary display by Tua on Sunday night, man. Sunday afternoon. I ain't going to hold you.
Beautiful.
Keep it a buck. Dolphins might have the scariest offense in the league, bro.
That's
like, no BS. Like, to the point where... You're like, wait, who's this guy? Like, Drew, like Smythe? Wait, what? I thought you had no tight ends. All of a sudden, you got tight ends now?
More comfortable in the system. Year two.
That is scary. Daniel. Year two. He's so confident. He's more confident than he was last season. That's scary. And the way he's talking, too, he's talking like the guy who's got, you know, acknowledge him.
You saw him walking off the field? Hands up like he was the Messiah, the Savior. Have a picture on WQAM.com. He's not doing this high up. He's doing it side to side, man.
Just keep him upright, man.
If he stays healthy, man, there's really no argument you could have, except for Boston fans for some reason think Mac Jones is better. I don't know. Keep it a buck. Inter Miami does win again tonight, man. They have that Messi appeal. Even though Messi's not with the team, they have elevated themselves. They have a confidence. They're playing with a new style. They still got Tata Martino, Sergio Busquets, and Jordi Alba, not to mention Josef Martinez returns home, and Leo Campana. He's got that extension now. He's feeling good. They're feeling great. Vlad?
Inter's going to win the title, bro.
Mm-hmm. They will.
They will. Like when we talked to Joe Moffa earlier, and then Joe Moffa was saying, I'm like, wait a minute, this is kind of isn't that the MO of every team down here?
Yep. That is an interesting correlation that you drew, that all the teams play in and then play out.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then when he said, it just needs 6 points to get into the 8-9. Wait, what? That's all we need?
That's it.
Oh. No, we in. Oh, don't worry. Come on, bro. And you know.
And we've already beaten Cincinnati and Nashville.
Let's keep it a buck, Kuzan. We know. If Messi's in the post, if Messi gets in the postseason,
come
every
on.
Team, nobody wants to get them first.
No.
Who's the top seed?
No.
Who's the top seed?
We've already beaten Cincinnati. We've already beaten Nashville.
Cincinnati, that'll be nasty. You work so hard, you become the top seed.
Yeah, and then you got to face a play-in Inter Miami team with
Messi.
It's
like facing a Miami Heat.
We don't want. You might have to tank. Seriously, you might have to tank at the end of the season so you don't get the top seed.
That's hysterical.
You were talking earlier about how
the Braves are trying to tank so that they can face the Marlins. But you might want to tank and get the second seed.
Yeah, or third somewhere that you don't have to play the because Inter Miami.
You know what? You hope Inter Miami passes. If you're the one seed, you hope Inter Miami passes Montreal and get the seventh seed.
Honestly, Inter Miami enters the play-in as the de facto number one seed in the MLS.
Scariest team to face. The team that can upset anything and win it all.
If you're Cincinnati, if you're Nashville, St. Louis even, you get that feeling as a fan. Oh no, it's happening. Oh no. Yeah, it's happening. It's happening next. We're going to get you caught up with the headlines and everything that's happening in the sports world and world in general here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.